And again, this is a question that you may find a little odd. If you have, when you're plowing with two horses, do you have a name for the one on the left?
The one that walks in the front?
Okay. I didn't know that you had a difference.
If something, say, is right and not right here at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little.
Over there?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Say if you're traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might, say you were going from here to Washington and you were only about as far as Atlanta and it was getting dark, you might say, well, we better stop here. It's getting dark and we still have... Talking about how far you have to go, we still have
we have so many miles to go.
Mm-hmm, or just a long way to go.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. If something's pretty common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. So let's say, you say, well, you can find that just about.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. You say if you were on ice and you slip and fell this way, you say he fell
backwards.
Mm-hmm. Or you fell
forward.
Mm-hmm. And say you went fishing and came back empty-handed. Somebody might say, did you catch a fish? And you'd say, no.
I didn't catch any fish.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Sometimes a schoolboy, after his teacher's gotten on him, he might say, well, why are you blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. And say that someone comes to you and bars your rake and then breaks it. And comes back and he apologizes and you say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a crying child might say, well, my brother was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say you see a child that's especially spoiled, you might say, well, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Say that you see a child who's especially spoiled, and you might say, well, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Me.
Mm-hmm. And when you plow out in the farm, the thing that you plow, little trenches, do you have a name for those? You ever heard them called furrows or?
Oh, I guess that's what it would be.
Not use that term. Mm-hmm. And what, if you ever heard, you have a term for what you do when you get rid of all the bush and trees on the land, you said they did what to the land? They
got rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Or if you got rid of all the rocks and the bushes and the stumps and the trees, they did what to the land?
Cleared it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Do you know anything about growing wheat or anything like that?
He's gonna make a farm girl of me yet, Barry.
Yeah.
And show how much of a dunce your mother is when it comes to farming.
No more than I am. Let's see. Wheat usually comes in what it comes in. You might
in bundles.
Yeah, or if you want the
bales.
Weight, if you want the weight, they came in
bales. Mm-hmm. I use that wheat though.
Would you have bushels maybe?
Well, I guess so. Bushels of wheat.
Let's see.
Isn't this terrible? Mm-hmm. But you know what this brings to mind so mm-hmm. much? It's just the same way for these rural children who come to the city
mm-hmm.
to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't understand how it is that they don't know these simple terms that we use each and every day. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with mm-hmm. their thinking? Yeah. They've never heard it.
That's true.
And they don't use it. And mm-hmm. that's why they don't know it.
That's one of the things of doing the questionnaire in the city because it's